Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is right now. You're now rocking with none other than the True T. With me, Genuine, and none other than your other host, Pretty Carter. And with your other host, coming on the stage right now, Switchblade Carter.
Boy, what's good? What's good, all y'all out there? What's going on?
You already know what this is right now. So, we got to get right into it, though, for real. First of all, you know what I'm saying? What's good with you?
Man, it's windy. It's about to blow Satan out of hell. I'm telling you.
Out that.
I'm telling you, it's about to blow. It's been to blow some dead people out of hell. You hear me? Out the grave.
Well, let me tell you right here. One thing it hasn't blown out yet is Donald Trump out the race.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
I know, unfortunately. Right. But what tripped me out more? Yeah. You know, what tripped me out more? Than like, you know, anything else, though, honestly, was the lack of people who were saying how they were supporting, you know, the other candidates or whatever. And
right.
It seemed like, you know, you guys are just not getting it. I mean, I don't know.
No.
You know, I don't know exactly, like, if somebody's not getting this right now, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like There should be something here that's saying, see, you know what, for once, how about we get back to the topics, go with the topics. So listen, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, unless you didn't know, we have a new, we have a new intro. You heard it just a couple minutes ago, which, to be honest with you, sounds amazing. But more so than that, we have the lines open right now. And we want to know from you guys, we want you guys to call in and tell me about anything that may have sparked your interest at this present moment in time. And you know, the people who listen to our show have some very interesting topics that they like to talk about. So the lines are definitely open. So if you would like to call in and talk about whatever, call in right now. All right, now, Pretty Carter is definitely on assignment right now. So she will be back very soon giving us, you know, her pretty views and all that good stuff. But we want to say happy birthday to her, you know.
Yeah, she's having a blast. working and doing that too in between.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she has, I mean, you know, she's basically like the mastermind behind most of the stuff that you've been seeing here on the True T. So, but hey, it is what it is, bro. Now, let's jump right into it, bro. Now, I don't know if you heard about this whole ordeal when people was talking about Tiger. So the rapper Tiger, right now, as we speak, it seems like, you know, the rapper Tiger may have replaced Kylie Jenner with not one but two Instathots. And it seems as though...
With two what?
Instathots.
Ain't nobody got you. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the problem that I have with this, honestly speaking, is Tiger needs to take some seats. Okay? I just feel like he's going at it the wrong way. Okay? I'm just saying, I don't know. I just feel like he needs to stop dating Instathots and little fresh girls and young girls and hitting 14-year-olds on these different things or whatever. I just think, like, I don't know, like, I just think, like, it needs to be, you know, it. There's a lot going on right now. You know, and I just think that right now he needs to figure out how he can get some music out. How about that? You know,
it just seems like at some point he should know better. I mean, it's just common sense, though.
But see, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't know. Like, he just don't have common sense. You're right about this, you know. And I feel like there's no common sense. And most of these young, admirable people, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like everything that's going on is a direct reflection of, you know, her parents. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, think of it like this. When she was young, she was brought up by a mother and a father, and now she has two mothers. But anyway, so.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's true. Even though she has, she don't have a mother, a second mother. She has a moffer, because he still has a dick, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So
you always just saying.
So now, of course, I was watching Wendy Williams today for real, and you know, it's the first time I actually seen her look like a woman.
What?
I don't know. Well, anyway, so
how'd that happen?
But nope, how does it sound right here? The gay champion. Now, so MediaTakeOut.com is reporting that a heavyweight champion outs former champ Wilder. I'm not going to repeat his last name because I don't know. Katikato, I don't know, and he's confirming that Hayden Panettiere's husband is an open bisexual.
Okay, first of all, on my side, who the hell are you talking about?
Well, he was a former heavyweight champion, and. Of what? Who cares?
Okay, so there you go.
All I'm trying to figure out is how in the hell, I'm just saying, how in the hell, not how in the hell, why in the hell are you guys out here trying to put his business out there? I mean, were you there? I don't know. See what I'm saying?
Never know.
Nobody knows if this is true or not. At the same time,
right?
My question is, am I supposed to believe dude is just randomly sucking some dick? I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that being the case, I mean, I don't know.
I need proof.
You know? Yeah, I need proof. I mean, is there? Are you gonna pull out the woodworks? You know, some kind of thing coming out the woodworks where it's like a tape or something like that for him. And nobody got time for that. And then my thing is, so what if he occasionally wanted to suck some dick? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, people need to stay out of people's business. I mean, it's good for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, cause we want to know all the juicy details.
That's right.
The point, though.
It's not the point at all.
It's not the point, but please take several seats. I tell you. Now, people saying
knows,
that
if anybody knows the information, please call the number to the True T.
Yes, please.
Can
call
you give
them
that
right
number
now.
One more time?
Yeah, I'll give them the number right now. The lines are definitely open. 929-477-3273. The lines are definitely open right now, and we want to hear from. Who? You. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think about right now or what you want to talk about. See, what I like about the True T is that we have open season when it comes down to you guys because you guys make the show. Okay? Now, hold on. Now, it seems as though, that we had a horrible crime that happened, that a Brooklyn man brutally murdered a popular lesbian girl because she stole his wife from him.
Okay. I mean, sorry.
Now, here's my thing. I look at it like this. Why is it that people get all worked up and bent out of shape and stuff? Oh, she stole my woman. Oh, well, why is your woman so accessible?
Exactly.
Am I missing something here? Why is your woman so accessible? How
it wasn't really yours to steal.
There it is. I mean, let me tell you right here, ladies and gentlemen. let's just keep it real, okay? If your woman can get up one day and so-called, what they call, fall into the hands of another man or whatever, she wasn't yours to begin with. Think about that.
Exactly.
And stop holding on to these thoughts that you want to hold on to. The hell? Really? What are you
where
doing?
Did you, where
what,
did you
what,
get the thought at from the first place?
Well, you first of all, when I look at how certain people are, right? They have this thing of trying to turn a thought into a housewife, trying to turn a hoe into a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And my thing is, mm-hmm. while you're doing that, saying
mm-hmm.
while you're doing that. You got all these other wonderful young ladies or whatever out here having a ball and laughing at your dumb behind because
right.
you want to hold on. You trying to hold on to, you know, to your thottish relationship or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Now, speaking of.
It's easier. That's what it is.
It is. It's very. You see, that's the thing. It's very easy. Very easy to hold on to a thought. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to hold on to one You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it
But they're not loyal.
When the last time you actually, and I mean actually, saw a loyal person? Come on now, really? That's like, I'm just saying. I don't even know if I should go out there and say this, but I just feel like people nowadays need to wake up. You know, wake up. Stop holding on to that person and that you know for a fact is on some bull. If you know it, then stop. Seriously.
Yep.
I'm just saying, though, and it's crazy because
a lot of people
that are holding on to each other don't even deserve each other.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of a desperate help or desperation or what have you, they said that somebody just posted pictures on Instagram of Jaden Smith's girlfriend, and she appears to be doing heavy drugs, Xanax and cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is this. Can I ask you a question? Who told Jaden, first of all, I don't know why Jaden Smith wants to be going with a girl, because didn't he say he was going to chop his nuts and his dick off when he turned a certain age? Oh, that was 18?
Something
that was
like
18.
That.
Oh. Yeah, so.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, really? Is this where we at now? I mean, my thing is, what the.
If Tyrese can go Muslim, why not? Just saying.
I just think that it's crazy, though. You know, it's just like, even Tyrese, please go up at the church next Sunday. Thanks.
No, he's going to the temple.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Okay, good luck with that. I don't believe him. I don't believe him. And I think that, I don't know. Like, I just, unfortunately, I don't believe him. I just feel like we need to, listen, so what if, so what you feel hurt? So what? So what? You know, so what? You know how many times I've been hurt in the church? That don't mean I'm supposed to turn my back on it or whatever. I mean, to me, it's not about the church, though. It's about you turning your back on God. That's something totally different. See what I'm saying? So that's on you, though. Listen. It's how I feel about this, though. You know, I just feel like, you know, if you're going to do it, then go hard in the paint with it. Hey, that's all I'm going to say. But just remember, though.
Yeah.
Just remember, though. You have been one of these people who have been getting people to use their faith and their minds more. And I mean, you had me rethinking how I was feeling or whatever. So with that being the case, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the stars, I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of the stars have been going to people like Farrakhan and going out here and talking to him for advice.
Yeah.
But I could have swore, well, why are you going to Farrakhan unless you need to get on your knees to pray?
Exactly. Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, I feel like this is going to be like one horrible thing after another. You know, it's just, I don't know. You know, and speaking of drama, check this out right here. I don't know if you heard this story yet. Media Takeout is reporting that two stars from Broadway's A Color Purple are catfighting backstage.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have with that is, why? Why? What? Come on, really?
I don't know. When you find the answer, let me know.
So, how about yourself? Did you hear anything crazy yet?
Which part? Every day? Mostly?
Anything. Yeah. What do you think?
I just refuse to watch. I don't even watch the news anymore. I watch the weather, and then I turn it off.
Really? Well,
you
how about this
Facebook
thing?
Facebook, and you see everything.
Well, here it is right here. So it's basically they were saying that Kanye West got blackout drunk at the airport, passed out all by himself with all his jewelry and his Yeezys on.
I can't.
Now, here's the part that got me. Okay? Who the hell told Kanye to be at any form of an airport? Kanye, where is your security? Kanye, where is your security? Where's Kim at? Like, are you that messed up right now? I don't know.
Where was she?
Maybe she was in the back trying to text Reggie Bush and say, hey, I'm just saying, though, you know, you trying to have a quick answer. I don't know. I mean,
what?
Who knows? We got a caller calling in right now. Let's see who this is right now here live with the True T. Caller, you're now live with me, JUN, and Switchblade Carter right here on the True T. What's going on?
What's up? This is Cashville.
What's up, Zayce? What's good?
Living life.
I feel you on that for real. So my question is to you, during this past weekend, have you heard any type of juicy celebrity gossip or news, whatever, that you felt like, damn, I need to share that with somebody? Did you hear anything this weekend?
No, I don't pay attention to that.
Now look, it's funny that you said that, right? Because a lot of the people who I spoke to said that they don't really pay no form of attention to that, just because I guess they feel like it's just pointless because all the stars that you hear about today are just probably going to be gone.
I'll
have a Coke band or something tomorrow, whatever. But anyway, tell us about any upcoming projects that you got coming out right now for real. You got anything coming out soon or anything out right now?
Yeah, I got a mixtape I'm dropping. It's called In the Booth. It will be out in stores on the 1st of June. Like in Saturday.
Okay.
It's going to be on the east side of Nashville. If people in Nashville, Tennessee, go to the east side, go to Dickinson Road, and go over there by Prince's Chicken, and that's where my album is going to be at. Get a free
copy. That's what's up.
Okay. So I don't mean to put you on the spot or nothing like that, but could you give us a little, just a little small taste of what they can expect, like freestyle song for us? You know, I'm trying to hear your skills.
Yeah, hold on. I got one for you.
All right, cool. All right, y'all. There you go right there. We got something exclusive waiting for you guys right now, for real. Let's see. Miss Cashville, Maze right now. Like she said, tune into that right there because it's about to be real official. Okay. Call in if you want to ask, you know, Miss Cashville something. Right now, 929-477-3273. Let's see what she got in store for us right now. So while we for her to set that up for real.
I did find some terrible, disturbing news. I don't know but it's 2 and 2 month old girls have broken bones, cuts, and bruises. Mind you, they're 2 months old. One had an injury to her genital area, And the people accused of this horrific crime are their own goddamn motherfucking parents. You hear me?
Okay, see, now, these
this is reported an hour ago.
Seriously? Okay.
One hour ago.
Listen right here. Listen to what I'm saying right here, okay? You people that, mm-hmm. that did this right here to these precious little angels need to be dragged in the street,
that's
shot,
right. mm-hmm.
stabbed, okay. and then get some red ants laced with AIDS, and just
okay.
let them go at you. So
okay.
fuck you. What is
yes.
wrong with you, nasty motherfuckers? See,
this
is the reason why.
Hour ago, I'm telling you, right here.
This is the reason why we
yep.
have a problem with you guys. And the thing is, what makes it worse is that, because it doesn't make no difference whether it's a parent or some stranger that they just met.
Right.
Excuse me. Keep your fucking nasty ass, fucked up hands off of these little kids. Because what's going to happen
exactly.
is somebody is going to definitely fuck you up the worst way, and when they do it, I hope you get the worst of it.
Exactly.
That makes you feel great. Miss Cashville.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, that's
okay.
Let's get it.
All right.
Okay, so you got that real swagged out type flow with that shit. I like that flow though.
That's
right,
a tease
so,
for sure. That ain't even cool. That's not cool though.
Okay, so how can people reach you if they trying to collab with you or something like that?
They have to call my number or hit my email up. My email is 615-26@gmail.com. And my number is 615-403-1876. If anybody wants
to have it, most definitely. So look, definitely, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna we definitely gonna send her the link because we want everybody to, you know what I'm saying, get that in there. So we're gonna drop that link for you for real, and then you can go ahead out there and get that done for real. So I'm about to send you the link right now, so you can go ahead and post that, you know, on our site on Facebook for real. And I thank you so much for calling
yes,
in and dropping
yes.
that, you know, that preview. And y'all get that from her because it's none but hot shit. Okay. Thanks so much for calling in too.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good job. That's right. I like that song.
So now, see, this is what I like about our show, because you know, we're able to drop some hot shit on people, and that's just what it is, bro. So what we're
mm-hmm.
gonna do is we're going to, right now, what we're doing is I just sent her the link, and what she's gonna do with that link is she's going to put all her information up there for anybody who wanted to get that friend. Before we go, we're going to send the a-holes of the day, and it goes to the people responsible and the federal agents that went in and had the largest food stamp fraud bust in history. 13 million federal funds were stolen. And guess what? Here's the thing.
Huh?
And none of the people that were caught stealing were African American. Not
ain't
even
nobody.
One.
What? See?
Not even one.
and they quick to say we doing it.
So that's how you know for a fact that are you stupid? Are you stupid people? Oh, black people are horrible people in the face of the planet. Okay, well, now you got a bunch of crackers that were sitting up there stealing from the government and for no reason. Food stamps are free to get. What you stealing for? $13 million? Seriously? Really?
I can't even get $50 from them. You feel me?
I'm like, that's crazy for me. Like, I really feel like it's just crazy. I mean, it just makes me feel like, okay, so is this where we coming to now? Is this what we coming to? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I really don't understand why it has to be where these people are. And mind you, you thinking, oh, it got to be a bunch of niggas. No.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So with that being the case, you guys got to realize that not all black people are upset, angry, bitter, and want to just steal money and Jews, rob people. You know what I'm saying? We hardworking folk. You know, we love our family, love our friends. You know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, shut up with all that bullshit about, oh, I can't stand a nigga because you know how niggas are. No, we don't. I don't know. Well, tell me.
Exactly.
How about you tell me? Tell me how a nigga is. How about that part? See what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, Puff Daddy announced that they're going to have he's going to bring back all the people from Bad Boy, for the Bad Boy family, and they're going to have a 25-date reunion tour to kick off in Columbus, Ohio, August 25th.
Okay.
Now, hold up. Now, here's the question I have. So, is this going to? I'm just saying. So don't get mad at me. But so are we really going to? Like really? Like is this really going to be a hot show? It's going to be some bullshit. I'm just saying. Because when they did the show with BET, I mean, it was some pitchiness going on. I mean, at least y'all could have did was auto-tune yourselves. I mean, 112 didn't sound like 112. They sounded like 212.
Who said the stuff? You can't, okay.
Oh, man. Speaking of me being a dick, the first transplant in U.S. performed at a Massachusetts General Hospital, the first penis transplant.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. So when this person has sex with his first woman or whatever, does he go in there and say, hey, so this dick is not mine.
Why are you listening? Stupid.
I would love to know. I would love to know if he says that, hey, this dick is not mine.
Okay, we're out. We're done. Nope.
And for some strange reason, I don't know why, but Fox releases trailer for an upcoming reboot of the 1975 cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
Explain this to me. Who the hell told them to try to reboot? Listen, Fox, NBC, all you guys, stop trying to redo classic films. Because half of it, I swear to goodness, 98% of the time, you guys mess a classic film up.
Who said it was classic? I didn't.
If that movie is classic.
It's stupid.
The movie, listen. The movie.
No, I don't
want to
listen.
That movie was beautiful.
No.
It was
stupid.
How?
A Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that's different.
No. Okay. Without listen. Without the Rocky Horror Picture
anyway,
Show, there
so
would be
you know.
Without the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there would be no Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't care about no Rocky Horror.
Anyway, Rocky Horror, these nuts. Anyway, so
whatever.
Fat Joe says that the Notorious B.I.G. song, I Got a Story to Tell, it's about the late basketball legend Anthony Mason. Now, I believe that that is exactly how these different people or whatever, because they were saying they were saying that about this highly questionable song that described a romantic encounter with the New York Knicks' girlfriend. And I'm like, damn. That's crazy for real. But then at the same time, is it? I mean, for years we were trying to figure out about, you know, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. I'm just saying. And finally, before we go, here's our last story of the day. Okay, this is kind of a funny story. Not really, but because I don't agree with any man hitting a woman. But wow. So Wendell Pierce, you probably know him as the star from The Wire. And he was also in Waiting to Exhale. You know, he was the big fat dude. The girl was like, what is this nigga doing? He's all sweating all in the coochie, but he wasn't doing nothing. But anyway. So Fox News, TMZ are reporting that allegedly, Wendell Pierce was allegedly, reportedly attacked a woman for professing his support for Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders.
What?
So this woman got her ass kicked from a Hillary supporter.
Oh, that's funny.
Hold up. So I guess he did lift the wire.
So stupid.
See what Baltimore does to you?
I wouldn't have done it, but I understand.
I understand, though. I mean, sometimes you do dumb stuff. And so with that being the case, we are out. Okay? Now, I want to say to you guys, guess what? Okay, Miss Cashville Mays actually shared her stuff on our timeline. Okay? So with that being the case, go to it right now. Go to our page. Stop bullshitting around. Go to our page. We'll give it to you right now. It's www.facebook.com/thetruet123/. That's our page right there, okay? Go onto the page. Looking for information if you want to do something, and make sure the songs are hot, okay? Come on now. She's a hot artist, so please don't bullshit around. Now, listen, we are out. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We want to thank Pretty Carter for liking our status right here. And this is what it is right here. I'm GUN. That right there. Who are you again?
Y'all should know me already. Switchblade in the building.
And that's what it is. All right, guys, we are out right here, and to take us out, we got that hot beat that I did right here for the show, and you already know what this is. This is the True T Radio Show. Ow! Let's get it.
Deuces.
Hey, hold up. hey,
what?
Sweet, hold up. Don't just be sound like something that like you can hear some rah 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 rah.
Yeah, if you want to get all technical about it.
Hey,
yeah.
Dude, I'm telling I'm just, whatever, y'all. Bye, y'all. Good night.